time for a little Grilling Guys tip. And today's Grilling Guys tips is, if you're not trying out some home brewing, it's time to try it. And we have the perfect people to help you with that. We have a sponsor in West Michigan called Siciliano's Market. They sell everything, literally everything you need to make your own batch of beer. And Jop, one of these days, we're going to get you on a kettle and we're going to get you brewing some beer because you sure like consuming it.
You know, that's been my philosophy forever is why mess with the guys that can already make it really well? I'll just drink their product.
Yeah, but you came over that one time I was making it and had fun with us. And, you know, when you're brewing beer, you get a glass of wine or you get to consume a little beer of somebody else's at the time or
now
your
you're
old
talking.
Batch.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to brew another batch with my buddy Mark Mulder. And I can't remember. I missed the last brewing session where they actually did some Le Fin du Monde, which I love, from Quebec. But our producer here, Adam Kohansky, happens to work for Brewery Vivant. And
I've been a home brewer for 8 years.
Is that right?
Going on nine.
Is that right? So what equipment do you have at home?
I have a half-barrel brew system, a three-tier gravity system. So basically, the boil kettle is kind of up high on a stand, and so we get that going, and then when we need to mash in all the grains.
So stop right there.
Yeah.
What is the process? Yeah, what is the process? So you got a brew kettle, and what are you going to throw in there?
Basically, ground up grain. Mm-hmm. That's going to get you your sugars that you're going to break down. And eventually get you your alcohol once you add yeast.
And how much water is that?
It depends on...
Typically, like a 5 gallon, isn't it, that the guys start with?
Right.
5 gallon kits.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I remember starting on one of those kits.
Yep.
So he's got a half barrel kit, you said? So that's like 15 gallons.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So you put the grain in, and then you bring it up to temperature?
Right, because you don't want it too cold. If it's too cold, it won't extract the sugar properly. If it's too hot, you'll super convert the sugars and you won't be able to ferment them.
Okay. So after you get this to the right temperature, and I'm sure there's books and YouTube videos and all the stuff on this, what's next then after you get it to the right temperature? You're going to put something else in there, right? The yeast, hops, what happens here? I know the ingredients of beer. I don't know what order they go in and I don't know how to do it.
Well, what I like to do is first I like to recirculate the mash so it's clear, because if you get too much grain into your boil kettle, it could lead to off flavors.
Okay.
And once everything's into the boil kettle, then you can add hops. If you're real crazy, you can add bacon.
Virtually any ingredient you want to
put
a flavor
people
profile.
People put flower petals. They do all kinds of aromatics and things like that in them.
So you've extracted the sugars out of the grains, and then you clarify it. It goes down into your boil kettle.
And what do you call that substance then?
The wort.
Wort.
Right. Okay. So the wort is where you add in the hops. And you add in any other aromatics that you're going to put in, if you even have hops in your beer, because not all beers have hops, right?
That's right, like your coriander and things like that, if you like good wet beers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So then you boil that for, what, a period of time? Does it depend on the recipe, or is it pretty consistent?
It does. I use ProMash to help figure out my recipes, to figure out how much sugar I want to caramelize that won't ferment later on, but will still leave a nice sweet flavor to balance with the malt.
And what's ProMash?
It's just software, mm-hmm. just like brewing calculators, let you know how much water you have to add to this and that,
okay.
what your alcohol percentage might be.
Very scientific process.
For me, it is. I kind of got into it.
Yeah.
So then at what point are you bottling this stuff?
Probably about 3 weeks later, maybe a little longer for bigger beers.
Okay, so it's sitting in some sort of fermenting chamber for a period
like
of time,
use,
then you're going to bottle it up.
I like to use glass containers. That way, in case they get infected, you can... throw some hot water in there.
And you call that a carboy?
Yep.
Yep. Very interesting.
You put it in the basement, or like 55 degrees, 50 degrees is kind of perfect if you can find it.
That's right. Basements are great.
Under
if
what?
You have one.
Under 60 degrees?
Under 60 degrees, because if you get too warm, you can start breaking apart the yeast cells, and that leaves off flavors.
Well, there's a start, folks. If you ever want to try brewing beer, head to Siciliano's Market, or just send Adam an email. He'll come over to your house and teach you, I'm sure.
Hit me up.
All right. Thanks for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys every weekend.